I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Well, I work in comedy and I find it very frustrating when I watch the television. I mean, in general, across the board. I was sitting recently with a friend of mine outside a cafe and a bus went by and there were it was an advertisement for a movie and there were four men and one woman with her mouth open looking like she was about to give a blowjob. That was the poster. And I looked at my friend and I went, is that the world you live in? Wherever you are, mostly the ratio is four men to one woman about to give a blowjob. And she went, no. And I said, if I got on that bus and there was only men on that bus and one woman with her mouth open about to give a blowjob, I'd be really surprised. Probably because that woman would be me. I'd be like, maybe I'm so surprised my mouth's open and that's why it looks like that. I don't know. But it frustrates me. And one night I was watching a comedy panel show where there were five white, straight, middle-class men and they were all talking about how women go to the loo and how they use more loo paper and they should create a vibrating seat. And I was just like, there is no woman there to speak about how we go to the loo. I don't want to pay my license fee to watch men talk about how I go to the loo because it's the 21st fucking century. So I'd had an idea for a show for a while called Global Pillage. And Global Pillage is, it's about diversity. It's about the way human beings operate around the world. So it's about customs. It's about idiom, like dog collar. It's a comedy panel show. And we did the first one on Sunday. I just basically rang up some friends who were comedians. The first four people I phoned were women. So I just thought, right, we're just going with the first one, is all female. So we put it on, and it was so much fun. It was so much fun. And in fact, I have a clip from it that we can play so you can hear a bit of how it went.
The idea of the show is that in Global Pillage, we pillage customs and cultures from around the world. What we're looking at here is diversity, how diverse human beings really are. The question I'm really bringing to you is, are we all white, straight men? And the answer I've conclusively discovered is no, we're not. So what else could we be as human beings? In Germany, if you are not married by 30, what will your friends make you do? Two Heidis?
Invade Poland.
Do you have an answer? What will they make you do?
Something to do with like a dirndl.
A dirndl.
Am I saying the wrong
like
word?
Put on a dirndl or lederhosen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
do you think it's invade Poland? Put on a dirndl or a lederhosen or something else?
Something else.
What is it?
They put stuff in front of the city hall and you have to clean it.
With the groom.
Okay, you seem to know a lot about this.
Yeah,
because
like,
okay, how
you know it takes very long.
Where are you from? Are you from Germany?
Yeah.
Oh. audience. What I've got here is they make you polish their doorknobs.
Oh.
Yes. Genuinely in Germany, will they still make you do that?
Yeah.
No!
Oh,
no.
They make you do that!
None of my friends have done that.
Yeah. Oh, of course, they make me do that. Leonard would definitely make me do that.
Leonard!
Is it like a government thing? Like on your 30th birthday, they're like not single?
No, it depends on yourself and on friends. My friends don't do that.
Yeah, my friends are very mean, so they would do that.
But even now, when people don't really get married, there must be a lot of everything.
Yes.
The city almost very clean now.
And the government is very grateful for that because then they don't. People are fantastic cleaning
everywhere.
So,
you know,
maybe Britain should take this on. Instead of clean for the Queen, we should just make single people. Just remind anyone on Tinder. Right, get a leave.
Swipe left.
Exactly. You're so good at swiping.
Yeah.
Swipe the door. So what we've discovered here is that while comedians are funnier than regular people are cleverer than comedians. thank you very, very much to Jeffrey Stevenson from the Two Heidis. Sarah Minico from the Two Heidis. Big Kiani from Mississippi Masala. Justin Stanley from Mississippi Masala. I've been Deborah Francis White, the creator of Global Pillage, the new internationally sought-after television format.
Okay, so that's a little bit of Global Pillage, and we found it was as funny as any other panel show, but it was important that we had diversity because, like, for example, Bish Kayali and Jessamyn Stanley were on one team. At one point, I asked a question about a customer in Pakistan, and Bish's family's from Pakistan, and she said, well, my dad always did this, and I said, I'm sorry, that's not the right answer, and she was like, well, I think I should just get a point for being Pakistani, and I was like, I'm not giving points because people are Pakistani. She said, yeah, nobody is. This is so charming and so delightful. And we did a lot of stuff about idioms. Like in Japan, they say, you've got a cat on your head. What's the equivalent in English? And it was a wolf in sheep's clothing. And Tiffany Stevenson was like, that's not a wolf in sheep's clothing. That's just a cat on your head. Everyone would see. And the audience, so many times the audience knew because high fine, because diversity works. So we're going to do a season of them. So we have four recordings on May 14th, 15th, 28th and 29th. I've just put it out today and I have never had a response from comedians like it. Everyone got back inside an hour and said, fuck yes, we want to do this. So on the 14th, Felicity Ward's doing it. On the 15th, Sarah Pascoe's doing it. On the 28th, Sophie Hagen's doing it. And on the 29th, Nish Kumar is doing it. Please come along. There's lots of other people doing it too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, not just them.
Just me discussing idioms with myself.
Yeah. But I'm just shouting out some names you might know. Sarah Bonetto is going to be a series regular. I've been hoping to get Tiffany Stevenson back as well. She was fantastic the other week. Basically, the only man I've booked so far, I've nearly booked out the whole show, the only man I've booked is Nish Kumar. It's so exciting. I really hope it's as successful as this podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, where are you, the police?
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.